This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 16th. God's word for you today is, "It is finished." Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians 2, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "Eliminated the massive debt we incurred that stood against us. He took it all away. He nailed it to the cross. But that's not all. He disarmed those who once ruled over us. He put them on display to the world to show his victory over them by means of the cross." We will kick off today's devotional with our final thought from yesterday, which is Ephesians 2 verse 8, which says, "Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gifts from start to finish. It was not your idea. You did not even know you needed a savior. It is not that God starts and then you will add your own. Then God will finish. No, it is God's work from start to finish. So, everyone that wants to add to the finished work of Jesus in your life is toying with God's work. It is God's work from start to finish." A pastor shared a real-life story about a gangster who had a lot of money and was in trouble. So he saw the pastor and asked, "What do I need to do to be saved, preacher man?" And the pastor said, "Sorry, you are too late." The man was perplexed and asked again, "Are you sure I am too late? Can I give you some money? I can give some money to your ministry. Should I write a check for $1 million? What can I do?" The pastor responded and said, "You are too late because all that needed to be done has already been done. Will you accept it?" And the man was broken and began to weep. "All that needs to be done has been done. It is finished." And that is the difference between religion and relationship. What Jesus paid for us to have is a relationship with God and not religion. The difference between religion and relationship with God is the difference between do and done. Religion says, do this, do that, wash your hands, do oblation, knock your head on the ground 7 times, do. Relationship through Christ with God says, done. What needs to be done has been done. You are too late to the party. Jesus has finished the work. It is done, finished, perfect, complete, tetelestai. It is grace. If you are going to anchor your faith or your life on something, you need a sure foundation. And the real security in life is putting your security in something that can never be taken away from you. And that is your salvation. So, what did Jesus finish on the cross? First, he paid the penalty for my sin and cancelled my debt. Second, he defeated the fear of death. Third, he broke Satan's power to mess up my life. Fourth, he guaranteed my salvation. Are you trying to add to the Mona Lisa or Michelangelo's statue of David? Just as you cannot do that to those masterpieces, how much more the masterpiece of Jehovah on the cross of Calvary? Stop struggling with your maker, release your life to God, and accept this gift. Let us pray. My Father, I walk in the fullness of the finished work of Jesus on the cross, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.